Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Shout out to everybody listening all over North America, East Coast, West Coast, Mountains, Midwest, the beach, I don't know, Northeast. You could be here in Georgia with me. Thank you for listening. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. I'm joining you from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down for us in New York City. Tonight, Thursday Night Football. San Francisco 49ers beat the New York Giants 30-12. It's also been a busy Thursday. We learned that Trayvon Diggs from the Dallas Cowboys tore his ACL. He is out for the season. We got young quarterbacks. Bryce Young, unlikely to play this upcoming Sunday against Seattle. C.J. Stroud is already on a pitch count. They take on the Jaguars next. The Chicago Bears continue to be a train wreck. Ryan Poles coming to the defense of his quarterback who threw the head coach under the bus. And just in a few seconds, or this hour, I should say, before we get out of here, we have to talk about Minka Fitzpatrick. We know that Nick Chubb, out for the season, everything in his knee ripped to shreds. Minka Fitzpatrick hitting him low, had to defend himself, letting everybody know he is not a dirty player. We got a lot of callers here on the line. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And then also somehow, some way, speaking of hitting people, we ended up talking about Will Smith and Chris Rock. Why? There was actually an article that his daughters being Chris Rock, they had to go to therapy together as a family because his daughters no longer respected him after he got slapped on national TV. So we've had a busy night, plenty of things, but congratulations to the 49ers. Just dominated the New York Giants tonight in every aspect. First of all, no Saquon Barkley, high ankle sprain. We don't know when he's going to come back and join the team. Could be the next game against Seattle. It could be a game after that. And so the New York Giants really couldn't muster any offense. Total yardage, San Francisco 441, the New York Giants only 150. The 49ers had the football 40 minutes to the Giants 20. This man, Brock Purdy, has won his 8th consecutive game as a starter. How about this? San Francisco as a team, 6 straight 30-point games in the regular season. And unless there is some type of catastrophic injury, which we saw in the playoffs with the 49ers, unfortunately, with their quarterbacks, it's just an expectation of how deep are they going to go. 49ers, no doubt, Super Bowl contenders. It's a fun watch. Kyle Shanahan, he talked about Brock Purdy and what he did tonight, even though that he was blitzed a lot. He didn't start off all that hot, but he still finished tonight's game, 310 yards passing, to go along with 2 touchdowns. This is Kyle Shanahan on his QB.
He missed a couple today, and guys made a couple of real good catches also. Man, I thought it was just a huge challenge, one of the biggest ones Brock's been in, just to, you know, the short week to prepare for a scheme like that, just how much they do with, you know, they had 6 guys on the line of scrimmage throughout the game. Half the time they're coming, half the time they're not. There's not a comfortable play throughout a game, you know, from a play call standpoint and from the quarterback, just because there's a lot of plays that don't work versus that. And so you got to constantly be looking at it. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, which is a huge challenge for a quarterback. And I thought he settled down throughout it as the game went and ended up playing good enough for us to win.
Yeah, you wouldn't think or even notice the fact that, you know, Saquon wasn't the only offensive player of note not on the field tonight. Brandon Ayuk was not playing. And so Deebo Samuel, along with George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey, I mean, these are the big names, but Deebo Samuel being the wideout, he finished tonight 120 yards receiving, 129 yards receiving. I don't want to short him on anything. Also came down with a touchdown of his own. I want you to listen to this pass. Brock Purdy over to Deebo Samuel. This is courtesy of the Niners Radio Network.
Second down, 7. Purdy in the gun. Elijah Mitchell now in. Juszczyk wanted to come in motion. Purdy says, stay where you are. Is a right wing. Right slot. Kittle's a left wing with Ray Ray. They're going to throw. And here's Purdy going to throw one deep. Wide for Deebo. Made the catch on the back shoulder. Touchdown! San Francisco!
And a back shoulder banger for Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, that was a beautiful pass by Brock Purdy. It was the last and final score of the game, halfway through the fourth quarter, to pretty much put things to rest as San Francisco. This is all they needed as they win 30-12. Deebo Samuel actually spoke after the game. The Niners, they're 3-0 right now. Next up, Arizona, likely to be 4-0. They should smash them. This is what Deebo had to say about being 3-0
right now. It feels good. We harped on, you know, starting off fast, and that's what we're doing. Even though we're making a little bit more mistakes, but as long as we get the win, we can continue to grow and continue to build on not making as many mistakes.
Yeah, you know what they say about trap games, right? Is Arizona a trap game, or are they just a warm up? It's pretty bad here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Todd is here from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Todd.
Nope, JR is not a trap game. Arizona is a warm up for what they got to deal with. That Dallas Cowboy game is going to be the game of the year. Watch for sure. That is going to be the game of the year. But the brother that was on Deebo, Samuels, blew his coverage. He had to see that coming. Did you watch the whole play yourself?
Nah, man, I saw the touchdown.
That was a blown coverage, man. He should have saw that one coming. He had way too much room to catch that ball. But you were talking about Minka Fitzpatrick and whether he was him defending himself from not being a dirty player. I don't believe he traditionally has been a dirty player either, and I have seen it several times. I am a Browns fan, so I was all over that game. He could have avoided doing that. You got to hit Nick Chubb low, but that was much lower than what you need to hit anybody. That was a play where it looked clear to me that he's going to get by me. This guy's going to score on me. I got to do something drastic, and what he did was something that wasn't right. He's not a dirty player traditionally, but he could have avoided that. Okay. That was intentional.
All right. Well, thank you, Todd, for calling from Cleveland. I don't think so, man. I mean, in the heat of the moment, are you trying to go low? Yes, which is perfectly legal. Are you trying to take the guy out at the knees? No, I don't think so. I think he was aiming for his legs, trying to tackle him at his legs, and he hit him in his knee. It's football. People are going to get hurt. People are going to get injured. I don't think in the heat of the moment, I don't think you can actually play the game unless you are a complete you-know-what. And some of them do exist, okay? We've had the Richie Incognitos of the world. We've had some you-know-whats in the game. There are plenty of them, okay? But I don't think most players in a split second say, I need to do this. Or have the thought process of, I'm going to do this. I don't think it works that way, man. I really don't. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. A matter of fact, you know, what he referenced is Minka Fitzpatrick saying that, you know, the hit and what happened with Chubb doesn't make him a dirty player. Here, don't take my word for it. This is what Minka Fitzpatrick had to say.
unfortunate event. Praying for Chubb. You know what I'm saying? I talked to him briefly as he was on the ground, and you know, just let him know it wasn't intentional. And I was just, you know, trying to tackle him, make a football play.
Yeah, just trying to tackle him, make a football play. I don't know. It's easy to say it was dirty and unnecessary. I mean, you ain't flying around at, I don't know, 40 miles per hour, 20 miles per hour. You ain't 6'5 with a 4'2. I mean, it's like, this happens, man. And that's a big dude. I don't think trying to bring him down and hitting low or hitting late, even if you want to say that he hit him late, the fact of the matter is, it's you doing a whole hell of a lot of work just to say, I'm going to do that. Nobody's trying to do that, man. Or just go for a knee. I don't think so. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jake is here from Boise. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's up, JR?
What's on your mind, my man?
Absolutely love what you said about Brock Purdy. 8-0 as a starter. People continue to give him absolutely no credit because of his surrounding cast. And I love his ceiling might not have even been scratched yet. So absolutely love.
You have to. Like, yeah, he has amazing talent, and it has certainly helped him. But if I threw Kenny Pickett back there, or I threw Zach Wilson back there, based on what we've seen from them, even with less talent, it's a hell of an accomplishment. He has to receive love for what they're doing, because there are enough quarterbacks who, even with that in their position, with the talent around him, man, we got dudes who would still be throwing the football away to the other team, and he hasn't done that, so he deserves recognition for it.
No doubt. Did you hear that stat from Kittle after the game too? Talking about their physicality. Last year, after they played the Niners, no team won the next game the next week.
Wait. Say that again. George Kittle said who about what?
Just speaking on our physicality overall. Last year, the game the next week, they didn't win. No one won after playing the Niners the next week.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So what are you saying? That the Niners beat other teams to such a pulp that everybody else was beat up?
Pretty much.
Oh. Well, possible. Maybe.
Just the overall physicality of the team, offense, defense, the whole deal. And then did you see the little scuffle at the end of the second half or second quarter there with Trent Williams?
Yeah, well, Trent was punching people in the head, wasn't he?
Is that a bad idea to mess with him?
Oh, he also happens to be he's someone who is never afraid to go out there and throw hands.
You're from Carmel, Indiana, is that right? Or do you claim Chi-Town?
Jake, are you talking to me?
Yeah, man. I feel
like it's having a different conversation.
Hold on one second. Shep, what the hell is he talking about?
There's like a delay on Jake's end for some reason.
Did he ask me if I was from Indiana or Chicago?
Correct.
Is he talking to me?
You've been there.
I've been to both.
It is very all you got to do is listen to the show for half an hour. And you'll be able to determine very fast where JR is from originally and where he presides now.
I'm confused there. Hold on a second. Hey, Jake, you okay? Did you hit your head? Did Will Smith smack you?
Absolutely not.
Why are you asking? You asked me if I'm from Indiana. What's that about?
I looked it up, but it must have been a different JR because I couldn't remember.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with me. Jake, thank you for calling from Boise, okay?
All right, appreciate it, man.
I know that was an interesting one. I never got that one in my life. Shep, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone right now. I don't know.
I'm trying to think, like, is J.R. Ryder from Indiana or Chicago? That's what I'm trying to think
like,
of.
Like, are you from Indiana or Chicago? I mean, what is that? Anyway, Big C is here from Georgia. He's in the state where I'm in right now. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Big C.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, look, the thing about Will Smith is that Will Smith did something that was disrespectful to a lot of people as well as Chris Rock Sermon. Okay, now this is me. I grew up in church. I grew up in church five times a day, but I was still grew up in the park. Look, wow. My daughter, now she went to Georgia State. But My daughter has always said, Dad, you're going to always look over. I said, yeah, don't worry about it. My daughter took a lot of pride in me and in me, you know, and all that. So now, if I'm out on the street with some gang thugs, that's different because that could be a life-threatening situation. But in the limelight of all something like this, ain't nowhere in the hell. And like one of those guys made a good point. Nowhere in the hell I'm going to let anybody come on. This is all over the world and slap me and walk away and I'm smiling. I know it may not be the right thing, but I got to live with my daughter. The rest of these people, I don't give a care. What all they say. I got to live with my daughter, my wife.
All right. Well, thank you, Big. Thank you, Big C. Hey, I called you earlier today. What happened?
Well, I checked my email and I checked my phone and I didn't see. So
I called you. I left a voicemail.
What time?
Let's see.
Seriously, because I promise.
Ten fifty a.m.
Okay, let me go look. I told my people I was excited about it, man.
And you thought I was messing around with you.
Well, no, I looked yesterday.
Right.
That was Wednesday. Then I looked today. And then
I didn't call you until today. Go listen to your voicemail, okay?
Hey, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
I'll catch you soon.
I try to tell my wife. I say, no, this is for real. She said, no, it's not.
Well, your wife don't believe me? What?
Hey,
you
when she see
played
the voicemail,
a
voice.
Go
will
listen.
She will believe you.
But go play the voicemail for her, okay?
Hey, one last thing I want to say real quick.
Yes.
I'm not saying. I mean, everybody like to come and say this person is Tom Brady, that, but Purdy showed that he got guts. I'm not saying he's Tom Brady, but he's with a good coach. But Purdy could really be a steal, like Brady was. Nobody saw Brady.
Okay, there you go. Let's just say he could be a steal. I think.
Steal?
No.
I'm not saying it'd be Brady, man. I mean, come on. Right. I mean, that's the best. So.
Right.
You get what I'm trying to say.
I do, Big C. Well, thank you, man.
Okay,
go listen to your voicemail and then play it for your wife.
I will. I appreciate
all right.
it. Thanks.
Thank you, man. Bye. Have a good night. See, I don't like that. I don't care if Big C thinks I'm a liar. I care about his wife. This man's wife can't think I'm a liar. No. Shep, I feel... am I wrong for feeling... Well, she doesn't know me from a hole in the wall. But his wife can't think I'm out here lying to the listeners, man.
That's true.
I left him a whole voicemail. I can't wait. You see, but I feel good. I feel good for him, right? Because his wife thinks I'm a liar. And so he's going to play the voicemail for his wife, and he's going to be one-upped on her the whole day.
Yeah, I mean, I wish you guys got together. I mean, he was big into space, and he was a pioneer in his field. It would have been nice, but maybe next week, you know?
Next week what? Oh, did I see him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying. I wanted to see him today, but it's just...
I hear you.
It's busy, man.
But maybe.
Yes.
What? That was actually a blessing in disguise because people can't hear this, but I've listened to you long enough to know when you're fighting through something, and I know you're fighting through your voice right now. So maybe it's
a
blessing.
Oh, my voice sucks.
Yeah. So I didn't say that, but it's a blessing.
I said it.
It's a blessing in disguise that you rested your voice instead of getting together with Big C and both of you talking each other's ear off.
Oh, I didn't rest my voice. I had to talk to a million other people about a million other things that I absolutely needed to do.
Really?
Oh, yeah, man. Just talk all
like,
day.
Like big things on the horizon for JR Sport Brief?
Oh, just more work, man.
Gotcha.
More work and stuff.
Special Olympics, I'm sure, had something to do with it.
Well, it's just all day something, man. Always. Anyway, speaking of helping people out. Hey, Shep, let's, I'm going to get to the phone calls. More on the other side. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, check this out, man. This is my first time getting through to you, but I've been listening to you all the time, and boy, you keep it on the 100.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, damn, how about this? Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, told Fox News on Wednesday night he doesn't care about allegations of sports washing against his country, Saudi Arabia. If sports washing is going to increase my GDP by way of 1%, then I will continue doing sports washing. I don't care. I mean, damn, I had that many billions of dollars. I think it's pretty clear that they don't care. Damn it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've talked about a lot tonight. We talked about Trayvon Diggs and that ACL tear in practice. I feel like ACL sprains, are the new sprained ankles. Like years and years and years and decades ago, I don't remember people, just everybody tearing their ACL like this. People sprained their ankle. They pulled a muscle and then they were back out there a couple of plays later or the next day. ACL's all over the damn place. We talked about Bryce Young, and he got into the Chicago Bears, and hearing from Ryan Poles. A matter of fact, we talked about this last night. Just the finger-pointing by Justin Fields that he said is not finger-pointing. Ryan Poles spoke out in his defense today, and you don't need the reminder. I want you to take a listen to what Ryan Poles said earlier today. Listen.
No one in our entire building, none of our coaches, see Justin as a finger pointer at all. He has always taken ownership of anything that's happened on the field. He takes it head on. He works. He grinds. He puts his head down. He works with his teammates, works with his coaches to find solutions.
Okay. Well, let's see how they treat him. Let's see what they do with him at the end of the year. That'll be a bigger determinant factor. I'm not so much concerned with what he says or what they do with him now. Let's talk about this come January. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. LaPrade is here from Cleveland, Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how you doing, JR? It's always a pleasure to hear you tonight. I was very impressed with Brock Purdy today, even though I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. But for him to be the last pick of the draft is amazing to me. And I'm just proud that they're having a good season. But it's still early, JR. And I'm picking them to go to the Super Bowl this year because I think they're ready this year. Because last year it was their first time going at it. But I think they're a better team than the Philadelphia Eagles or the Dallas Cowboys. And I think that coach got them ready. And it was good to see Bosa back because he plays a big role. And, you know, he got the money bag, and I'm proud that he got that. But, JR, when they was talking about the Cleveland Browns when Nick Chubb went up the middle like that, I don't think Fitzpatrick was trying to hurt him because it's part of football. And Ryan Clark got a little upset at Sports Center. He said he played that position, and he was saying that's a hard position to play. But, JR, when you're playing football, that's what you sign up for. So I don't think it was a bad hit. And I wasn't able to look at it because I'm blind, but everybody's telling me it was a bad hit. But I wish I could have seen it. But I heard what you said, and I heard what Ryan Clark said. So I think that was a pretty good hit. Hey, back in the day, Jack Tatum and them didn't take no talk about anything. Well, Jack Tatum and them used to crush people up. So it's part of football, JR. And it's always a pleasure, JR. And
thank you, stay up. You as well, LaPrade. Thank you so much for calling from Cleveland. Yeah, it's tough, man. I don't think anybody – let's start at the top. I don't think anybody walks around saying, I need to dislocate this guy's knee and rip every ligament in his knee, okay? That doesn't happen unless you're Greg Williams. My apologies to all the Saints fans listening. Second of all, when you're moving at that speed, folks are going to get hurt. That's just the nature of the beast. And then Nick Chubb is a giant human being. Like, you're trying to tackle him at the legs, yes. Is it going to happen on an off chance that somebody gets taken out at the knee? Yes, it's going to happen. And unfortunately, it was Nick Chubb, okay? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Chris is here from Toronto. What's up, Chris?
Hi, JR. Thanks. Love your show. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I should come just to make a public – I'm a diehard Philadelphia Eagles fan. Just making a public service announcement to all those Niners fans out there. I get the hype with Purdy being 8-0. But let's remember, Jalen Hurts, 19-1 in his past 20 regular season starts. And Purdy's last loss. This is what makes it personal to me. The Niners have been complaining all offseason about if only our quarterback was in, if only our backup quarterback was in that game, we would have beat you. Debo said it himself. My friends, the Eagles defense knocked them out, which is what defenses do. I cannot wait for December 3rd to settle the score.
Well, if I may ask, Chris, why are you taking it personal? I mean, if your team went to the Super Bowl, why do you care about the folks who didn't make it?
Oh, my gosh. They're talking a lot of smack. JR, please. You must understand. They are talking a lot of smack about the Eagles, the Eagles in particular. And I like
won,
you know what?
You,
it's fun.
No,
it's
I
fun.
Didn't ask you that. I'm asking you, if you're the one that won, right? If you went to the Super Bowl, why do you care?
Oh, it's a little bit of a new rivalry developing, which I like.
Okay.
But it's and I'm hearing the hype about Purdy, and I guess it's getting my blood boiling because I just can't wait for the December 3rd rematch.
Okay. All right. To each his own. I wouldn't care about the people that I beat. I'd just be like, all right, you're below me and keep it moving. But that's just me. Thank you, Chris.
No, thank you, JR. Great show.
No doubt about it. Yeah, I'm like, hey, why do I need to defend my – I won. We just talked about the fighting and just I don't know. Just leave well enough alone, man. Who cares? You knock a guy out of a game and he can't compete. That's a part of the game. I would have loved to seen. I think anybody watching the game, anybody would have loved to seen a Brock Purdy still out there and just to see what the Niners would have done. It didn't happen. I think we can get over it. I think if you look at the Niners, we know that they're going to be competitive either way. It happens. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is here from Cleveland. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, JR? Always a pleasure to hear you, sir. So, real quick, first with the Will Smith stuff. Oh. I'm someone who was who's boxed, done martial arts, been knocked out, has knocked people out. The danger comes when the person goes unconscious because when you get knocked out like cold, then like, for example, what happened with the Patriots fan, your body can't brace for the impact. It's not the first hit. It's not that first impact.
Yeah,
it's
the
damage.
Yeah.
The second one. As far as the Mika Fitzpatrick thing, it wasn't dirty. A lot of this now is because of the rule changes, and I'm not trying to harp on the open up the can of worms. But the thing is, you can't really hit a guy high anyway because of the helmet-to-helmet stuff and everything with the concussions and things like that. So the reason I think why you're seeing more and more of these catastrophic knee injuries is because the defender has to hit the guy somewhere, you know? I mean, so I didn't think it was intentional. I played football. You're not thinking about taking nobody out or, hey, I'm going to hurt this guy. You're not thinking that stuff. Everything's moving at 100 miles an hour, and you're basically just trying. He's trying to make a play, like make a football play. I would argue that the hit on Travis Hunter, that was more.
Oh, that was dirty as hell. That
was intention. To me, that's an intentional play. That's a dirty play. That's not a football play. Guy should have got tossed. Yeah. Period. What Mika did, it's football. It's going to happen, especially now where the defenders can't hit the, you know, you can't have the helmet-to-helmet contacts anymore. So he doesn't have a choice. He's got to go, low. And one of the universal rules of football has always been low man is going to win. So he went low, and I mean it's part
it's
of the game.
Happen.
It's going to happen.
It's just you got thank you, Mike, for calling from Cleveland. I forgot. What did Gorilla Monsoon say? Removal. Shup, you know what I'm talking about? The immovable force meets what? Do you know what I'm saying at all? No.
The immovable force meets the impenetrable object.
Irresistible force. Irresistible force. Immovable object.
Irresistible force meets the what, Marco?
Immovable object.
Immovable. And that was supposed to be Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant, right?
Correct. That was how WrestleMania 3, the match started.
Gorilla Monsoon was cool as hell. He was a cool guy, man.
Well, you could cut the tension with a knife.
What? Excuse me? What?
I said you could cut the tension with a knife.
Is that what he used to say?
Oh, he used to say that all the time. And he was a big fan of intestinal fortitude.
That was from him?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
I don't know if he coined all these things. He just said them constantly. And the soundtrack of my mind, of my childhood, of listening to Gorilla Monsoon, those are the things I think of.
Yeah, the irresistible force meets the immovable object. Yeah, that's classic. That's classic. He was a good dude to listen to, Gorilla Monsoon. He was great. Great guy. God rest his soul. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls before we have to roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, sir? I love the show, man. I wanted to say I've enjoyed your show forever, and I've gone through some tough times. Man, your show, I feel like you're my spirit radio personality. I just really enjoy you, and I really appreciate it, and I thank you for your time.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What a busy night. We had a Thursday night football game, San Francisco smashing the Giants 30-12. Unfortunately for the Cowboys fans out there, Trayvon Diggs goes down with a torn ACL in practice. Not a good look. Bryce Young doesn't look like he's going to play against Seattle. C.J. Stroud dealing with a busted arm. Let me not say busted. He's dealing with a sore shoulder. It's a lot of S's, a lot of H's, okay? We heard from the Bears again. Every day something different from the Bears. It's the coach's fault. It's not the coach's fault. It's my fault. It's nobody's fault. How about y'all just win a game? Yeah, start there first, okay? We talked about Minka Fitzpatrick, whether or not his hit on Chubb was dirty. He had to go out there and defend himself. Just so much. And, of course, tomorrow, back on the air, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, we're going to be talking football. College football, NFL football, pro football, all the football. And I'm sure there'll be some other news between now and tomorrow for us to get into. So let's try to get in as many calls before I have to roll out. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Isaac calling from Houston, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Isaac?
JR, thank you for taking my call. I was just thinking maybe I need to call a little earlier because I know when I'm almost done with my shift, certain subjects have kind of wore down my nerves. So hopefully this one doesn't wear down yours. I live in Houston, but I am a Chicago Bears fan and native. I grew up in the city first 30 years of my life, and I'm going to give you a different angle on this on the comment that he made. First of all, your coach is your biggest fan, you know, so you don't want to say anything that kind of, you know, kind of rattles that relationship. But bigger than that, there's a narrative that uninformed sports fans have all across this country, and it's I'm sorry to take it so long. There's a narrative that the black quarterback can't be coached up, and I wanted your take on that. Did he do any damage to that by making that comment, or was that just an isolated comment to you?
The thought or idea of race never crossed my mind.
Have you ever heard that narrative before? Let me rephrase the question.
Oh, have I heard the narrative of what? That a black quarterback can't be coached up?
Yes. can't be coached up.
I mean, I think we've all heard the idea of looking at a black quarterback as being athletic, and you need to go play this because you're not intelligent enough to play quarterback. Yes, I think most people have certainly heard that through decades now, decades on decades on decades on decades on decades. Yes.
Right. Well, not to press the point, because I know the platform you have has to reach all audiences, but I want to say this. There are certain moments, and this is one of them, where it kind of does a disservice to the position, because he's not okay. A lot of people are talking in your ear. Yeah, whatever. But don't go blaming people for doing their jobs. They're there to help you, is all I'm saying.
We talked about that last night. But, yeah, for as many times as we can go ahead and look at race, that didn't cross my mind in this regard. The general manager is black. The quarterback is black. The head coach is white in this regard. If you suck, you suck, you suck. So I didn't think about that. I mean, I can if I want to, look at every situation and go, well, there's a black quarterback here, so this or that. Nah, but there are a lot of successful black QBs in the game right now, whether I look at Hurts or Lamar, or whether I want to go ahead and look at Mahomes. I mean, we can go down the list. So, no, that didn't come across my brain.
Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly. Thank you, Isaac, for calling from Houston. Beck is here from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Speaking of H-Town, Katy, Texas, black quarterbacks, Milroy with Alabama this week, and Dalton, Milroy, you were saying, may get to start this week, and another Katy, Texas quarterback, which brought up some PTSD of me blowing out my ACL when I was in college at FSU, and Dalton was the Sunday night game, Cincinnati playing whoever they played back in 06 or 07. So, yes, the injuries with ACLs, I mean, I feel for all those people because it sucks.
All right. Thank you. What's up?
What do you mean?
That was your preamble. Is that it?
Well, I mean, I it's at the end of the hour. So, again, my ACL story, I guess there's going to be many more people tearing ACLs that we could go through that. But
how do you feel now? Do you feel good? You feel your legs feel good?
No, not at all. And it's crazy that Danny Cannell's dad is the top orthopedic surgeon down here in South Florida. And I got the second best guy. And my knee was so screwed up that, you know, I got two MRIs and to this day, I really haven't played, you know, basketball or anything else, because I don't want to risk. Because look at these guys from Notre Dame, I think, or FSU. They were celebrating a touchdown, just jumping up, and they blew out their ACL.
How old are you? You still want to play basketball? How old are you?
Dude, man, I want to break that Allen Iverson crossover back out.
I didn't ask you that. How old are you?
40s.
You're 40? You think you're 40? Are you sure or not sure?
Yeah, I lost count at FSU, about 24.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, man, just sit down and watch the games. You'll be okay like most of us, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Beck, for calling from Florida. I'm younger than you. I don't play basketball no more. Them days are over. I ain't running up and down no court. I'm too lazy for that. I exercise for fitness and to stay alive. I don't need to go out there shooting jumpers and crossing over and jumping. Man, I like how my legs, my ankles, my knees, my hips, I like how they feel right now. I don't need the pain. 855-212-4CBS. Bob is here from Maryland. What's up, Bob?
Yes, good morning, my friend. I'd like to talk about Jack Tatum for a moment. I remember when he was at Ohio State, when he was drafted into the pros. In one instance that happened in his life, his name will always be linked with Darryl Stingley Sr.
Yeah, he knocked the living hell out of him, yeah.
What's that?
I said he knocked the living hell out of him. He paralyzed him, yeah.
Yes, the thing was, it was a legal hit in those days. He hit him in the spine with his helmet, and he was paralyzed. That's true. But the thing about Tatum was, he never said he was sorry to him. He never called him. He never even went to the hospital to see him. That's a chronology of Jack Tatum.
Yeah.
Kind of man he is.
He's been going now
for
what?
Six exhibition games for $50 a game. $50 hit.
Yeah, but Bob, he's been gone now for almost, 14, 15 years?
I know that, but I said at the time when it happened. I don't take it away from him because it was an illegal hit in those days.
I hear you, but we can't go back to 68 or 79, 70. We can't
go back. No, you can't. But one other thing, if you don't mind.
Yes.
I want to congratulate you, especially, and Shep, you work together well as a team. No question about that. And I hope you continue the good work. And I want to congratulate you, especially for the working with Special Olympics.
Oh, well, thank you, Bob.
Years ago, I was a catcher at one of those things at one time.
Oh. Yeah.
Nice. I don't know if your listeners don't know the emblem of what Special Olympics are all about. When I first saw the film, here's these boys, they're running and running and running, Special Olympics. Mm-hmm. The one in front falls down. The two behind them immediately stop and help them up. And the ones behind the two all stop together. They cross the finish line arm in arm as one.
Yeah.
That's what life is all about.
That's right, Bob. Well, listen, Bob, there's no better way to end the show because now I got to shut up and leave. Thank you so much.
You take care.
You as well. Thank you, Bob. Yeah, Bob. See, everybody. Bob even has been involved in Special Olympics. I appreciate that. Hey, listen, people, go check out the Agents of Inclusion podcast, as every single week we have a nice, great chat with the new Special Olympics athlete. It's amazing. I love it. The Special Olympics athletes, some of their stories more inspiring than anything else that you would hear. Hey, Shep, thank you for an amazing night, bro.
Hey, my pleasure, Jared. Thank you, man. Thanks for making the most of this crappy game.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Bob said we work well together. How about that?
I think a lot of people have said that.
Yeah, stamp of a lifetime, but it came from Bob, so it means it's true.
That's true. MJ and Pippen, you know, before the whole, you know, daughter son thing.
Oh, are they married yet?
I don't know. I hope that's never the case.
Yeah, they should get married. It'd be a great talking point. I'd love it. None of my business, though. Hey, listen, folks, you've been locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. What do you think we're going to talk about? Football. That's it, right? This is America. We're going to talk about football. Y'all have a good night. Y'all be safe. Y'all be well. You be cool. Thank you so much to Shep. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over the country. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. It is a wrap, but Amy Lawrence, she is coming up next. You better listen to her. She good.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
You did it, along with millions of people who prioritized their health and got vaccinated against COVID-19 to help protect against severe illness and hospitalization, too. Now, let's keep it up.
Keep it up.
with this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. According to the CDC, you can get a COVID shot at the same visit as your flu shot if you're due for both. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to learn more and schedule on the CDC's vaccines.gov.
Keep it up.
Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.